What's going on? It is Friday, and I am so excited because this has been such a long week. I don't know about you guys, but I am so ready for the weekend. And I wanted to jump on here a little bit and talk about negative body image. But before I do that, if you guys follow me on Instagram, Casey Pauline Fitness, you may have noticed that I did an announcement yesterday about a fit camp coming to Boston. So all my Boston babes, if you live up there, or if you guys want to travel up there the weekend of June 23rd, make sure you're there that Saturday, because me and my girl Jillian Souza are putting on a Carbs and Curves fit camp. And it's going to be amazing. So excited for it. We are taking signups on Monday. So if you guys are listening to this on Monday, make sure you go check out my Instagram story and see how you can get into our Carbs and Curves Fit Camp. So we have a lot of goodies. We've got great sponsors. It's going to be a 45-minute workout. I mean, you're going to burn calories. You're going to meet some cool badass chicks just like yourself. And we're just going to have a good time. It's going to be fun. There's going to be a fun Q&A afterwards. You guys get some snacks, some drinks, and yeah. So guys, you don't want to miss that. It's going to be the first one of many. So if you're in Boston, June 23rd, 11 to 12 p.m., you guys, more details to come on that. So, okay, let's jump into today's episode. So talking about negative body image, it is so crazy how quickly we can turn around on ourselves. And what I mean by that is yesterday I had like a great body image day, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I look so good. Look at how my abs look. Look at my muscles. I look so lean, blah, blah, blah. And then like the next day, very next day, not even 24 hours later, it's like, oh my God, I look so fat today. Nothing looks good. My stomach's bloated. My thighs are touching, whatever. And I'm like, why am I doing that? Like, why am I putting these negative standards on myself? And I think we all do that to an extent. But in the past, I used to let it consume me to the point where it could last for days. And I would have negative body image syndrome for days. But there are ways to quickly turn that around, and that's what I did yesterday, and that's what I'm going to show you, or not, well, share with you guys, because you can't see me. I guess I could show you on an Instagram video or something like that. But anyway, that's what I'm going to share with you guys today, is a few tips on how you can instantly stop body shaming yourself, stop the self-loathing, stop the negative body issues, and just quickly turn it around so it's more positive. And so the first tip that I'm going to give you is just stop. So if you're in the mirror and you're looking at yourself, you're maybe pulling on your stomach, your arms, legs, whatever, stop. Get out of the restroom, get out of wherever the mirror is, and just go for a walk and focus on the things that you do like about yourself. Maybe go do some meditation, maybe do some yoga, clear your mind for about 3 to 5 minutes. But just get out of that mirror, stop picking at yourself, because the longer you do that, the more and more that you're going to essentially hate on yourself. And that's not good. And that puts you into a downward spiral. And even that, having that negative self body image, that could cause you to do a binge, could become a binge eater, that could cause you to not want to go work out because you're thinking, oh my God, nothing's working, blah, blah, blah. But just get out of the mirror, and maybe even going to the gym would help you decrease that negative body image. So that'd be my first tip, is just stop, walk away from the mirror. Tip number two, go do an activity. Like I said, go to the gym. Maybe it just takes you moving and sweating it out, whether that's going on a walk outside or taking your dog out, Stairmaster, going to play tennis, surfing, whatever it is, just go get moving. That'll release those endorphins and make you feel good and better. And then you can focus on how strong your body feels instead of self-loathing and thinking how ugly you think it is when nobody else probably thinks that. So just get out, get moving, And I promise you're probably going to feel better. Whether you're bloated, whether you're just having a terrible day, you always hear the saying, like, nobody regrets. Oh my gosh, I cannot talk today. Happy Friday. But anyway, nobody regrets a good workout, right? Or any workout at all. So you always feel good afterwards. So just get moving, get those good endorphins flowing, and I guarantee that you'll feel better about yourself and your body and feeling strong rather than focusing on what you don't like about yourself. And the last tip that I have is, rather than focusing on what you don't like about yourself, focus on what you do like about yourself. And realize that even though if there's changes you want to make, that you can do it in a positive way. So let's say that you're looking at yourself and you're like, oh my God, I can't eat chocolate ever again because I'm so fat. My stomach is huge. Well, that's putting a negative image on it. Instead of saying that, saying, okay, well, I know I would love to tone up my stomach, but it's fine now, but there's always room for improvement. That's a better way to do it. And saying that you can have chocolate in moderation. So instead of putting these restrictions on yourself, saying, oh my God, I can't do that, or I look like this, it's terrible, tell yourself that, you know, I look fine and I love my body for what it is now, and I'm gonna love it for what it can be and what I can make it. And the changes that I can make are gonna be even more positive. So start focusing on what you do love about yourself. Maybe you think that you have big thighs. I know for me personally, I think I have big thighs, but then I'm like, but I have definition in them. I feel like I can lift a lot with my legs. They're strong. And so that's a positive thing about it. And instead of wanting to change it, I can continue to work on my legs. And yeah, they're never going to be like super thin and like the thigh gap anymore and stuff like that. But if I focus on that, then I'm never ever going to be happy with it. So rather than focusing on the negative, focus on the things that you like and the positive. So those are my top three tips that I have for you to help get rid of that negative body image, increase your self-confidence, and I hope that those help you guys out if you ever do have one of those bad image days. We all have them. It happens. Shit happens, you guys. But I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask me. You can always check out my Instagram, Casey Pauline Fitness. I post little workout videos and things like that on there and inspirational things. If you want to email me anything that you want to ask, caseypaulinefit@gmail.com. And also, guys, if you want to start ditching the diet mentality, then go to my website, cpfitclub.com, and make sure that you check out the free Keep Your Lifestyle, Ditch the Diet workbook. I promise there's a lot of good information in there that'll help you start ditching the diets for good, as well as a little bonus tips on fitness and how to make that fun in your lifestyle. So you guys have an amazing day, a great weekend. It's a long weekend for many of us for Memorial Day weekend. So I hope that y'all have a good one, and I will talk to you soon. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.